Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Lionheart by Sharon K. Penman, narrated by Emily Gray and directed by Matthew Gray.
Prologue. Theirs was a story that would rival the legend of King Arthur and Guinevere, his faithless queen. He was Henry, firstborn son of the Count of Anjou and the Empress Maud, and from an early age he'd seemed to be one of fortune's favourites. While still Duke of Normandy, he'd dared to steal a queen, and by the time he was 21, he'd claimed the crown that had eluded the Empress Maud. She was Eleanor, Duchess of Aquitaine, a great heiress and a great beauty who trailed scandal in her wake, her tragedy that she was a woman born in an age in which power was the preserve of men. The French King Louis had rejected Eleanor for her failure to give him a male heir. She gave Henry 5, 4 of whom survived to manhood. They ruled over an empire that stretched from Scotland to the Mediterranean Sea, and for a time their union seemed blessed. Henry loved his sons, but not enough to share power with them. Nor would he give Eleanor a say in the governance of her beloved Aquitaine. The result would be the Great Rebellion of 1173. In which Henry's 3 eldest sons rose up against him, urged on by their mother, his own queen, an act of betrayal unheard of in their world. Henry won the war, but at great cost. His sons he could forgive, Eleanor he could not, for she'd inflicted a wound that would never fully heal. Henry sought to make peace with his sons, but they were bitter that he continued to hold their mother prisoner, and resentful that he kept them under a tight rein. Because he felt he could no longer trust them, he tried to bribe or...